You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and verse 1 to 4. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Our Lord Jesus Christ recognized that we will do alms, we will help people, we will be there for people. But he cautioned us that we must never do all of these things to be seen of men. The natural man, the sinful man, he wants to do good and he wants men to know it. He wants men to praise him. But let's look at it. What profit do we really get when men praises us? It is actually foolishness. It does nobody any good. Jesus said that when you do alms, that you should not blow your own trumpet. You should not go into the street. Which, in other words, don't do alms for people to see it. Don't show kindness and charity for people to see it. But rather, I said, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Is it not sad that ministers of God who are supposed to be preaching this message, who are supposed to be teaching the teachings of Christ, are actually the one that are doing alms in the public, alms before the camera? You want to give a man money, you will write the amount on the envelope. You will ask the man to show it to the camera. Where did we see this? The Bible says if we are in Christ, we must walk exactly as he is. You can't be a servant of Christ and still be rebellious to the teachings of Christ. There is no excuse, there is no reason. You want to give people car, you cannot do it secretly. It has to be during church service. Camera has to be there and it has to go far. And everybody has to know the number of cars that you have given to people. Every year we know that you have given certain number of cars to people. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. If you keep doing this, Jesus already has answer for you. He said, verily I say unto you, they have your reward. The only reward you are getting is the praise of men. Is men simply saying, oh, you mean this man is kind? And that is where it ends. That is where it ends. But look at what Jesus said. He said, let your alms be in the secret. And there are two kinds of secret. Secret in your heart, in which you do not desire men to know. Secret in the act, in which you do not want men to know. He said, when you do this, he said, your Father will see it in secret. Brethren, God is always looking for what you do in secret, the kind of service you do in the secret. And that is what God rewards openly. God is not going to reward what you are already doing openly, because you have taken the place of God. You are simply saying to God, God, I don't care about your reward, but I also want you to note that there is a reward for everything you are doing. You see, people may not know. People don't need to know. It's because you don't know the reward of God. Let me quickly give you this illustration. If you give money to a motherless baby home, and you do it and everybody sees it and they praise you, and then you don't have a reward, and then you now say, okay, God, if I had done it discreetly, what would have been my reward? And God said, well, in about 6 months time, you were going to have cancer, but because of this act, I will have healed you. And then you now realize that that is what you lost. You see, it's because you don't know what kind of a reward could come. The example I gave may not be perfect, but it is to give you understanding. Thank you for listening. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.